there's something for everybody cutting across talent acquisition and talent management.
Yeah, I think, and it's an awesome opportunity, excuse me, for folks who may be local, right? To hear who are in the HR realm, but want to hear from some of these industry giants that aren't in their backyard. I know Wawa is in our backyard, but how often do you get to see them speak, right?
Exactly.
Are they at the SHRM symposium or things like that? This is an opportunity to see them live in person and potentially get your questions answered.
Right. There's always the opportunity to ask questions, whether it's during the session at the end or it's after, right? Go up to them and just say, hey, that was inspirational. Like, can I talk to you a little bit more about that? Right. We're all people at the end of the day. And I think having everyone in one place makes that so much easier to do than maybe you're able to do on LinkedIn or social.
Welcome everyone. It is Thursday, noon Eastern time here on the East Coast. And you know what that means. It is time for a little program that we like to call Talent Experience Live, the show that covers everything that you need to know in talent acquisition, talent management, recruiting, and human resources as a whole. And today we have something that covers all of those in one event that is coming up April 23rd through the 25th, which is what we're talking about today. It's IAM Phenom Unwrapped, which always reminds me of that show. Maybe you guys remember on Food Network, kind of break down how candy was made and, you know, everything that went into it, where ingredients were sourced and all of that. It was my favorite show to put on after a nightmare. And I think that's a fitting description. Not because IAM Phenom is a nightmare. It's a dream, right? It is fantastic. But a lot of human resources professionals are going through this sense of uncertainty, this kind of curiosity and fear around AI. Are recruiters going to be replaced? Is some ridiculous things that I've seen everywhere. Don't worry. We are here to calm your nerves and usher you towards Philadelphia upcoming this April to talk about IAM Phenom and all that it entails. And I have two very special guests joining me today. We're going to do them one at a time here because their interviews are going to be slightly different. We have John Harrington, our Senior Director of Product Marketing, who's going to chat a lot about the content. This is three full days of content that we are putting on for human resources professionals. And then we're going to have Paige Burtwell, our Senior Director of Global Events, or as I like to call her, our chief party officer. But we're going to start with John right now and welcome him onto the program. John, how are you, man?
Doing awesome. Thanks for having me on, man.
Yeah, and you're always on, dude. I love having you on the program.
I wouldn't miss it for the world.
That's a lie. that is a lie. But nonetheless, I really appreciate you. How did I do in the intro for IAM Phenom? Was it okay?
Yeah, it's great because I had a nightmare last night. So let's jump in.
Yeah, let's do it. IAM Phenom obviously encompasses a lot of things. If you were to wrap up something that we're going to unwrap right now, who's the content for realistically?
Yeah, so you mentioned it. Talent acquisition, talent management, HRIS, HRIT, HRBPs. There's something for everybody that has an HR focus. And we are really going to double click on some of the big topics, big themes, some where there's anticipation and maybe not too much of a solid understanding. And we're going to try to unpack some of that at the event and make it more clear. Other areas where there's opportunities to capitalize on, we're going to make it easier. We're going to show and tell with our customers how it's being done and what people can learn from it. So if you're an HR professional, you should be looking into IAM Phenom if you haven't registered already, because we're putting a lot together and we're bringing a lot of customers along for the ride to tell the story and make it impactful and valuable.
Yeah, I think it's always great to hear from customers, right? When it comes to this content, but we have more than just customers, right? It's not just going to be industry folks talking. I think that that's very important, but we also have some main stage speakers who may be not necessarily directly correlated to our industry, but have a lot of parallels to some of the struggles that human resources professionals go through. Who are some of those main stage speakers that you're excited to hear about?
For sure. So I like to read when I'm not working. Forbes is one of my favorite. Jack Kelly is going to be on stage at the event. For those in attendance, we'll get to hear directly from him and his perspective, motivation, and things to keep in mind, going into 2024 and beyond. I don't know those of you tuning in, if you enjoy exercising on a Peloton, but if you do and you know about the Peloton community and what it's all about, Tune Day will also be present and on stage. And I think everyone can relish in the excitement of what she has to share. She has a really interesting story and a lot of motivation that I think she'll bring to the main stage session. We also have our co-founder and CEO, Mahi. We always look forward to what he's going to say internally within the Phenom organization. And then anyone that's taken inspiration from what he said outside of the organization, he always has something new and different to bring to the table. And I think we're really excited to see what he has to share.
Yeah, I'm excited for Mahi's session as well. And you didn't have to tell us that you know how to read. You're wearing glasses. We get it. I'm kidding. I love to read as well. And I have fake glasses. They're called contacts. But neither here nor there. You mentioned Mahi. He has, in the past, made some big announcements. Do we anticipate any this year? No spoilers, please. But do we anticipate some exciting news coming out of the conference?
Yeah, I would say without a doubt. And part of being there and being present is to see that unveiled before your eyes and be part of the excitement of really showing where we're taking things and the pulse that we have on what our customers are experiencing and where we're innovating and changing the approaches we're taking to make sure that they're maximizing value. So last year, for example, we had 18 new innovations that we unveiled at IM Phenom and some new experience offerings that we announced. This year will be no different. I'm not going to steal the thunder of what's coming in a month, but I will say it's going to be cram-packed with some excitement and some news that you don't want to miss.
Yeah, I'm hoping we shoot for 20 this year. Nice round, even number.
It always goes up.
Yeah. I know you're in meeting after meeting talking about it, so I'm very excited about this. Aside from product announcements, what can attendees really get excited for? Because like you just said, you're not going to give anything away right now. They have to attend it in person. If you were to give some information to folks at home who may be on the fence, who may be trying to make a case for, you know, their budget or their leaders to attend IM Phenom, what can they get excited about and really rally behind to push that across the finish line?
Yeah, I mean, if you've seen any of our promotions around IM Phenom, one of the things that I think is real about what we're sharing is that this is the number one intelligent talent experience conference. That's not just words, that means something. Your general HR population, practitioners, thought leaders, experts are all going to be in one place for a few days. It's going to be incredible to be able to network and share ideas, learn from what others are doing, get fresh perspectives, maybe even think about things that you didn't even know should have been on your radar that now are because you're hearing that others are addressing things in a completely different way than you ever imagined. What could be better than that? Right. So I think that when it comes down to it, it's the people. That's what's going to be the most important part for anyone that is on the fence or maybe filling out the registration form right now.
Yeah. And just to clarify, because you made that sound, this sounds like an Apple event. This is big, big news. This is still just for human resources, right?
Right. Yes. Oh, yes. Oh,
just want to make sure that this is for the HR community.
It is. Yes. I appreciate you doubling down on
that. Yeah. No, I wanted to double click into it a little bit more. We get really hyper-personalized here at Phenom. It's something that's ingrained in our products, in our marketing, in everything in between. Last year, I know we did some breakout tracks, right? It's something that last week we talked about with Danielle and Hannah, that there's specific tracks for persona on training day, which is the 23rd. When it comes to the event itself, are we still sticking with that breakout model in order for people to really get information that pertains most to them?
Absolutely. I think that the way that we've gone about it is a little different in the sense that we don't have structured tracks, but we've not lost our course on the direction of making sure that there's personalization and we're bringing the experts that everyone wants to hear what they have to say based on their experience to the forefront to present. So you'll hear from sourcers, recruiters, talent marketers. You'll hear from talent management professionals, HRBPs, HRIS, HRIT professionals. We're bringing everyone together and giving an assembly of content that gives that diversity and exposure to different types of topics and makes those available a la carte for people to pick and choose what they find most relevant to them. So just like the expansion in number of announcements we anticipate, we're upping the ante with 30 breakouts this year compared to the multi-dozen that we had last year. So we're really excited that we're going to get even more voices in the mix and more options to choose from.
That's awesome. And I love the a la carte piece, specifically because if we're thinking about, you know, HR is in every single industry, right? But they have common issues at times. So if, let's say you are in that sourcer category, right? But in focused on high volume hiring, however it's geared towards recruiters or something, that's still something that you can attend, right? I want to make sure. And how important is it to have that diverse spectrum of tracks and speakers and things like that so that people can take information and knowledge from industry giants and apply it to maybe something that isn't apples to apples, but apply it to their role or responsibilities?
Yeah, I think in every session that's available, you'll have some, I would liken it to a Venn diagram. You're not going to have a complete overlap with what's being spoken about, but you're going to have some. And it may be you directly, it may be your team, it may be your peers. This is equipping you with the know-how and the exposure to information that's going to be packaged up in a format where you can bring it back to where you're working and what you're actively trying to address within your organization, and give you the tools and the prescriptive guidance to execute. So I would just say when you're perusing the agenda, pick and choose the ones that either you're most curious about, the ones that align with your interests and needs, or ones that you didn't expect to see. Just stumble into the session and see what you learn and get exposure to. There's really a choose your own adventure style format that we're trying to make accessible to everybody.
There is. I even think there's a session centered around Taylor Swift. Did I see that right? Is that the Taylor Swift era?
Oh, we've been playing a lot with words when we're getting the abstracts and titles comprised. So yeah, I hope everyone enjoys it.
I know. You like to read. You know how to read. So I know you like to play with words as well. We talked about main stage, John, there. I want to know, we had a press release that was announced today, Thursday the 28th, for those of you who may be listening on a later date. What kind of other speakers? You mentioned there's a plethora of breakout sessions. What other speakers are we able to talk about and share with the audience at home?
Well, you know, Devin, we actually did a press release on this. I don't know if you saw today. If you're reading, if you're keeping up with the news, you might want to, you know, just check it out.
I used to read the paper, but the news kept changing. So
so we want to make it easy for people to know who's going to be there. And so we did an announcement of the voices and names and faces within the industry that can be expected to be present and presenting. I'll just name a few. We have Wawa right in our backyard. So we have Allison Brody, who's a recruiting design leader there, that'll be speaking on the high volume hiring type topic that you alluded to. We have MasterCard in attendance, Kelly Royer, who heads up their global talent acquisition team. You know, she'll be speaking. We have HPE, Kuehne+Nagel, Land O'Lakes, Truist, Regions Bank, lots of big brands, lots of exposure to different types of industries and size organizations. So I, again, can't emphasize enough, there's something for everybody, cutting across talent acquisition and talent management.
Yeah, I think, and it's an awesome opportunity, excuse me, for folks who may be local, right, to hear who are in the HR realm, but want to hear from some of these industry giants that aren't in their backyard. I know Wawa is in our backyard, but how often do you get to see them speak, right?
Exactly.
Are they at the Sherm Symposium or things like that? This is an opportunity to see them live in person and potentially get your questions answered.
Right. There's always the opportunity to ask questions, whether it's during the session at the end or it's after, right? Go up to them and just say, hey, that was inspirational. Like, can I talk to you a little bit more about that? Right. We're all people at the end of the day. And I think having everyone in one place makes that so much easier to do than maybe you're able to do on LinkedIn or social. Right?
Absolutely. We put our diamond encrusted pants on one leg at a time, just like everyone else, John. It's awesome. And I think that's what makes it so special is so many of these events are focused in Las Vegas, they're focused in Orlando or Prague or wherever it is. This is right here in Philadelphia, our nice little hometown full of the most lovely people in the entire world. And it's really accessible for everyone. So super exciting. I want to ask you, John, I know you're very busy throughout the event.
You're running around.
No, not at all.
No.
Okay, perfect. Mm. Well, then on your breakout tracks, which one do you have circled the most? Which one are you most excited for?
So there's one I'm pretty excited about. Selfishly, it's because I'm included in the planning process for it. But we started the whole conversation around generative AI. And I was like, this is awesome. We got some great data. We have a lot of examples of use cases that it's being leveraged for within Thermo Fisher. And Amy Ritter gets on the call with us, and we're planning to have this whole outline of what we're going to cover on Gen AI. And she's like, fellas, we have a lot more we can talk about. We're doing this with high volume hiring. We're doing this with intelligence. We're doing this with generative AI. Can we like merge it all together and make it more impactful and not just centralize it around that one theme? And we were like, yeah. So that one's pretty awesome. The amount of data that we're going to be exposing and giving people insights into what that team is doing and how they're responding to the diverse needs that they have for the different roles they're trying to attract and where they're leveraging those three things I mentioned to do it. It's going to be pretty cool. That to say, it's just one of the 30 sessions. So make sure you're looking at the others if those don't appeal to you, but they should. And sign up for the ones that stand out to you and look the most fun and exciting.
It's awesome. Amy Ritter is a friend of the program. She's been on in the past, and I'm anxious. She talked about the growth that she was excited about, and also hearing that kind of omni-channel experience that they're able to leverage where they don't want to be pigeonholed into one topic is super exciting. What session are you least excited for, John? No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. They're all going to be great sessions. I want to do ask you, though, is there have been a lot of the sessions that you've mentioned seemed almost product focused, right? Is there going to be sessions for individuals who maybe don't have Phenom yet, who aren't able to hop into those real world use cases of this is how you use the platform? Is there going to be some thought leadership that they can apply and share with their teams down the line, even if they may not be a Phenom customer yet?
Absolutely. Every session has a similar composition and flow. So we're going to get into the challenges that were being experienced when we're speaking with any given customer. You know, what were they contending with it? What were they trying to achieve that they were having trouble with? What were the goals that they had set, and they needed a way to actually meet them? So setting the stage on what they were contending with, then working together to get the point of view out in the open about the approach, right? Technology is at the center of many approaches, but strategy, you know, and the ability to execute with that strategy is also part of the conversation. Whenever the case is you know, relevant, where we're going to bring up the products that, or technology that was used, we will. But that doesn't mean you can't walk away learning prescriptive guidance or steps to be followed or what your peers did when faced with a certain situation. There will be product mentions throughout most of the presentations, but that's not the forefront of what's being discussed. It's really, what did the customer do and how did they work with Phenom to address their challenge and what kinds of results are they getting? So I think I would say there is something for everybody. We are trying to make it personalized. We are trying to make it meaningful and valuable. And I would not let that get in the way of signing up for a few of those breakouts and listening in and learning from your peers.
Yeah, no, it'll be exciting. I remember years past, there were, you know, customers who weren't customers at the time on stage talking about, you know, layoffs that they had to do and challenges that arose within the business. And that's something nobody likes to talk about. But when you get on stage and you hear how other folks have really worked through it, worked around it, and made the best experience for their employees and folks that may have left the organization, that's the type of stuff that I think is prescriptive and ties into technology as well. It's, we were faced with this problem. This was our initial solution. You may be trying that right now. That's why we went in a different direction. So I'm excited about that. I love the thought leadership, right? Aspects. There's so much that you can apply from other industries to your own and make it truly impactful. So thank you so much for sharing. That was a lot of information, John.
Hey, I'm here for that.
I am as well. He likes to read. but anyway, now we're going to get to the fun stuff. That was John Harrington chatting a lot about the sessions. I know last week we talked about training day. If you're interested in that more, you can always hop onto our YouTube and find that previous episode or the previous episode on Spotify or Apple Music. But now it is time for one of my favorite people at Phenom, Paige Burtwell. Yeah, John, you didn't get that. I'm sorry. Who is our Senior Director of Global Events, also known as the Chief Party Officer. Paige, welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me. First time caller, long time listener.
Yeah, you have been a fan of the program. I've seen fan. It in the comment section. And also the comment section is going crazy right now.
Oh, this my gosh. Awesome. I know. Oh. I'm viral already.
Yes, you are. Paige, I want to ask you, we just talked a lot about the content, right? That's great.
It's Super.
Everyone loves content. It's fantastic. That's where we get our education from. But what else is there going to be happening at the event itself?
So much. We're trying to cram in as much as we can. So you'll see everything from wellness activities like meditation, running. Devin runs the Rocky Run every year. To networking events. Something we're really excited. First time this year, we're doing a customer appreciation awards dinner event, which will be really exciting. Bring all of our customers together and really showing appreciation and having fun, giving out awards. And it'll be at a historic venue that just reopened called the Bellevue. And lots of fun, maybe some dueling pianos. We like a surprise and delight. So that's one thing. We also have a big party on Wednesday evening at Reading Terminal Market. And that's actually the number one. I looked this up, fact check me later. It's the number one voted indoor market in America, possibly the world. I didn't look that part up. So we closed down the entire market and we have access to over 30 vendors and you get to peruse, you get to eat, drink. We have a great 80s band. And on top of all of that, there's networking throughout. We've implemented a new technology with our badges. So anyone you talk to, you can click with your badge and connect, which is, I think John talked about, an in-person event, not just the content, but the connection you're making with your peers. We're trying to make it even easier to do that this year.
Yeah. And I think that's all fantastic. I was stuck on that Reading Terminal fact there for a second. I think it is the world because it was made famous in the movie National Treasure with Nick Cage, who is world renowned as we know that. So if you're getting excited to go to I Am Phenom and see Reading Terminal, it's in National Treasure, the first one, the best one. But that is fantastic. We all love to have a good time at events and, you know, step away from the venue. So I'm excited to hear and see the Bellevue. I'm going to break out my tuxedo for that event.
Of course you are.
How many times do I get to wear it? But I want to ask you specifically around sponsors, right? I know we have a number of sponsors and we're introducing them. Is there a place for, you know, folks to learn about what sponsors will be there, potentially reach out and set up some meetings and conversations beforehand? Because they're a big part of what makes I Am Phenom happen, right?
Absolutely. We have 16 sponsors this year. I think one of the best parts about this conference is it's not hugely overwhelming. We are in a hotel. Everything is on three floors. And our 16 sponsors are going to be front and center right outside of the main stage. Everyone from Deloitte to Talent EXP, Appcast, anyone you could possibly talk to, they're right there. So you have direct access throughout the 3 days. And I know there's some special announcements some of them have. So stay tuned for that. But thank you to our sponsors. We appreciate you helping us put this on.
Yeah, absolutely. We love our sponsors and we always got to do a nice little plug
Of course.
What else would we be doing here? I also want to ask you, John mentioned before that there is, you know, an opportunity to meet, you know, some of the speakers, right? After they're done, they walk off stage. You can ask them a question. They're humans just like us. But let's say somebody wants to ask a technical question around the Phenom platform. Is there an area that they can go to, you know, a place where it's an information hub, I dare say a genius bar that is available to them where they can get their questions answered in real time and actually see it in the platform in their own, you know, space, if you will?
Yeah. Devin's setting me up really nicely with these questions. They're pretty easy to answer. So thank you for that, because I'm in no way nervous. Yeah, so first of all, there will be lots of Phenoms in attendance and they will be very hard to miss this year. So if you're at the event, make sure to clock our t-shirts this year. Can't miss us. But basically the entire fourth floor is dedicated to all Phenom stations. So you'll be able to demo, ask those technical questions, see the product in real time. You'll be able to meet with your customer connection at our CVM lounge. So that's like a whole fun area that we're putting on this year. And then also One Global Delivery, our global customer care genius bar. So you can get things answered in real time. So like the fourth floor is a huge hub. In my head, I call it Phenom Land. Anything you want answered, I think you'll get answered there. No pressure to the team, but
you will get everything answered. And I just want to clarify, the lounge, there is no smoking in there. I already asked that question. Yeah. When you hear lounge, I often think of like a cigar bar.
Maybe you can vape. I don't know.
Probably not. Probably. I think that's even more frowned upon. Paige, speaking of the event itself, you can't mention I Am Phenom without mentioning Philadelphia, right? Sure. You can't mention Phenom without mentioning Philadelphia. Why do you think we always come back here for the event? Why haven't we moved to a Vegas or to an Orlando? After all, I mean, Philly has a reputation, we'll call it, full of lovely, wonderful people. But sure. Why do you think it makes this event so special, the city itself?
So I love this question because I'm a Philadelphia girly born and raised. Philadelphia is in the DNA of Phenom. We're headquartered right outside. It is our home, and we're welcoming all of you wonderful people coming into our home, into our city. I put everyone in the city on notice to be nice, so don't worry. But again, like we want to stay true to who we are, and Philadelphia is a big part of that. And it takes place in the largest hotel in the city. But like I said, it's not overwhelming. It's not a Vegas. I think that's a really special thing that we all come together and it feels like a small, medium, large community all together in one place. So yeah.
Small, medium, and large community. I couldn't have said it better myself. And I think strategically having it in the spring is when Philadelphians are the most happy, right? It's not football season, which basketball and baseball is just getting started at that point.
Go Birds. Sorry, he brought up the Eagles. Go Birds. So Philadelphians are happy all the time.
Yeah, they are. And I think it would be quite the experience. The 25th is the NFL draft. You can watch the draft with some Eagles fans, some Eagles fans as well, if you'd like to. I want to chat with you about, you mentioned some of the events, right? But I know when we attend events in Las Vegas or anything, sometimes we don't necessarily stick to, you know, the event itself. We do a little bit of exploring, whether we get in a day early, a day late. What's one of your favorite things to do in the city that may not be on the docket this year, but could be in future years?
Oh my gosh, that's a very hard question. I didn't prepare an answer for that one. One of my favorite things is going to Reading Terminal. Yeah. So I think like, I don't want to default to that. But it's like, Philadelphia has one of the best food scenes in the world. And we all have to eat, right? So my favorite thing is going to Reading Terminal and trying new things. But the Knicks is like just top for me. So it's on the agenda this year. I don't know if it will be on the agenda next year. So I think that's also like another reason why you should come. Awesome. I'm trying to think of other things. What would you look for?
I like to see City Hall. I think that's a beautiful, and it's right next to the venue as well. Love Park is right there as well, which obviously is very famous. Things that are in and around, you know, what we have going on. And of course, there's a couple good bars, but we'll talk about that later. No free promo.
I think having the opportunity to do the Rocky run up the stairs, if you haven't done it in your life, you got to do it now.
No, it is. It's fun. It's something that I look forward to every year.
I don't do the Rocky run. Yeah,
I do.
Maybe after I Am Phenom.
All right. And last question, Paige, how many folks are going to be there? What are you expecting in attendance wise?
I'm expecting between 1600, 1700 people. It's a good mix of the HR professionals John talked about. But also other communities like our sponsors. We'll have analysts in attendance. We have our customer advisory board that will be in attendance. So there's a lot of people and a lot of phenoms who will be there. So that would be my expectation.
Yeah. And the reason I ask is because we've all been to these huge events with 10,000 people, right? And you go to a session, you may not run into that person for the next week or so. Right. And with this, it's large enough that, we can get in some fantastic speakers, hear from some of the fantastic customer stories that John mentioned from marquee companies, but also quaint enough where when you're out at Reading Terminal, right. And you're sharing a Denix roast pork sandwich, maybe not sharing, but having your own separate Denix roast pork sandwich, you can have conversations with them. Right. And that is truly important. And I think really what Phenom is all about, right? Is helping folks find the right work, which is our purpose. And we do that through this event and through everything else. But I want to thank you both for joining. Before you go, we'll start with John. Okay. Any final thoughts that you may have? Anything that we left out that you want the audience at home to know if they're still on the fence about registering?
Yeah, I would say if you're on the fence about registering, like I said earlier, you should read about it. Read about the event. Check out all the promotions that we have. There's lots of detail that we didn't have a chance to unpack in this sitting, but, you know, look into it a little bit more. Yeah. We'll definitely look forward to seeing you there. It's just around the corner. But I think that there's something for everybody, small, medium, or large. And, you know, I can't be more excited. That's really all I want to leave it with.
Yeah, no, I think you should read about it. And if you don't, hop on our socials. We got plenty of videos about it as well, you know, teasing it and getting people excited about it.
Not everyone likes to read.
No, not everyone does. We do. We're readers. Paige, what about you? Any final thoughts for the audience?
Yeah. I mean, I don't know if I'm allowed to do this, but if you're on the fence about registering, I'm happy to comp your ticket. You can use the comp code Paige, P-A-I-G-E. Was I allowed to do that?
You're the boss.
I know. That's right. You heard it here. It's documented.
It's documented. And if your promo code doesn't work, just slide into Paige's LinkedIn DMs and she'll get it all solved out for you. But P-A-I-G-E. Awesome.
I should have taken a page out of her playbook on my parting comments. Yeah. But, you know, there's always next time.
You gave them knowledge. I gave them a ticket.
Yeah. There's been a lot of great puns here today. You guys are a great group. Well, thank you both so much. I really, it's been one of my favorite episodes, and I truly mean that. I know you have lots to do in preparing for the event. April is right around the corner, but we look forward to seeing you all there. Thank you so much. And before we go, we started a segment a couple weeks ago. This is now episode 5 of Song Lyrics that are both thought-provoking and everyone should know for the rest of their lives and apply it to daily life. And today, we start from an artist, Clean Bandit, the song Rather Be. If you gave me a chance, I would take it. It's a shot in the dark, but you'll make it. And you're damn right you will make it to I Am Phenom this year. I don't know if I'm allowed to say the D word, but I did anyway. Thank you so much. We are excited to have you in Philadelphia, April 23rd through the 24th. I'm all jacked up on Mountain Dew. Have a fantastic Thursday, a great weekend, and we'll see you next week. Thanks so much. Talent Experience Live, of course, is proudly brought to you by the good folks here at Phenom, whose purpose is to help a billion people find the right job. Our intelligent talent experience platform, which helps candidates find the right roles faster, employees evolve in their current roles and beyond, recruiters achieve some next level productivity, and managers build better teams with data and analytics. And of course, all of this is powered by super slick artificial intelligence and machine learning. So head on over to phenom.com to learn more.